What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now today, I'm not surprised what happened. You know, there's a lot of videos out there of women crying and complaining about them not finding a good man out there. And these girls are over here getting pumped and dumped, and you know, man, you're just riding the cock carousel. I see this all the time. There's this one girl, that blonde girl stroking her hair and everything. I know Mr. Elite saw this video too. I saw it today, and I had to watch it. I wanted to know what the hell she was complaining about. You know what I mean? Look, honey, if you were... These girls out there, you girls out there that are complaining that you can't find a good man, come on. Are you on Mars right now? Do you know what's going on here? Do you know what's going on? Do you know what the fuck is going on here? Men are fucking wising up. They are walking away from you. And they're all becoming MGTOWs. I've had a lot of people on my Facebook that are married, get divorced, whatever, you know what I mean, and then they become a MGTOW. And they said they are very happy being alone. But you ladies, don't you know what's going on out there? The reason why men pump and dump you, and the reason why that we walk away from you, is because you could, even though you cry and complain and you be so nice to us, or you pretend to be so nice to us, there's a couple of girls that pretended to be nice to our little community here, actually our big, growing community here, I should say, because it is on a rise. It's growing bigger and bigger, and it really is bigger and bigger. I see more and more people, and I see a lot of new guys out there, new people joining MGTOW. Now I've seen those women out there that are just pretending to agree with us. I know exactly what they're doing, and all of us MGTOWs, we know exactly what the hell they're doing. There's no woman that's going to be loyal to us or anything like that. If they were so loyal to us, and they really wanted us, if women really wanted us and wanted to love us, they would get rid of all these laws that benefit them. You know, because they can get married to us all they want. They can get up and leave and ride that cock carousel like they have been doing. And if we catch them going over there and messing around with the cock carousel, they don't care. They're like, I'll divorce you and I'll get everything you have. You women, you guys are on Mars. There's a reason why that we don't want to be in relationships with you anymore. You guys don't understand that. You don't understand what's going on. Are you living on Mars? Where are you? Where's your goddamn head? There's a reason why that we don't want to fucking go back to the plantation, have kids, and be with you. And I see a lot of you women on YouTube crying over this. You're crying. You pretend you need us, but you really don't. You know what I mean? If the situation, you know, with all these laws were to change, would you still be with us? Be honest with us. Be honest with us, ladies. Be honest with us. You're not being honest. You're just crying and complaining. You're the ones that are really crying and complaining. And you fucking same women, you're the ones that are after MGTOW, and you're over here telling us that we're complaining all the time. No, we're not complaining. Every time a MGTOW turns on a video, a good one, that knows exactly what the hell he's doing, that turns on a video and talks and preach and then fucking puts it on YouTube, he knows what he's talking about. He's not on Mars. You call it complaining. You think we're complaining. We're not complaining. We're explaining why we act the way we do. It's because of you women out there. You fucking chameleons out there. You fucking women that just... You cry and bitch that you can't get a real man and everything. But they're all over. They're all over. But at the same time, these good men out there, they're listening to our philosophy here. They're listening to our philosophy, and they are starting to understand your behavior. You cry. You're the ones that are crying and bitching. You're the ones that are complaining. Because no man wants to be with you. Because we know the law. We know it. We know the moment we fucking commit to you, you're going to take everything that we have earned. That's all you know how to do. You know how to take and take and take. That's all you know how to fucking do. I don't have any sympathy for you girls out there crying, complaining that you can't find a good man out there. You're greedy. And a lot of you women that are out there crying and complaining out there, a lot of you women that are crying and complaining out there, you go from guy to guy to guy to guy to guy to guy. You're riding the cock carousel, honey. You're riding the cock carousel. That's what the fuck you're doing. And that's just the way life is. Even though you find a great guy that makes a lot of money or whatever, you fucking jump on that cock carousel because look at social media. Look at it. A girl that I knew in high school, you know what I mean? I knew since kindergarten, she hit me up because she saw one of my fucking YouTube videos that I do adult films and stuff, and she hit me up. And then she started complaining about her fucking husband. And a lot of you MGTOWs out there, you heard this story before. You heard it. All she wanted to do was finding another goddamn companion because she was just riding the cock carousel. I wasn't the only option out there. Even if I did give in to her bullshit, she would have fucking pretended to want to be with me and all this crap. And then one day, if I were to stop behaving in a manner that she didn't like, you know what I mean, she would have another other person in line. Because she's about social media. I looked at her social media. She's on Instagram. She's on Facebook. She's everywhere. I won't be surprised if she fucking makes a goddamn YouTube video tomorrow about this shit. Because she knows about my goddamn videos. I know it. I know she'll fucking do this. Hell, she might be one of my trolls. One of these female trolls that are trolling on my goddamn fucking channel right now. You never fucking know. I didn't give in to her bullshit or anything. She wanted to do adult films. I was like, you know what? I'm about serious business. And the last time I talked to her, this is the very last time I talked to her, when she said she wanted to hang out with me, she said, we're just going to go out for coffee. We're just going to go as friends. I was like, no fucking shit, we're going out as friends. What did you think this was? She's like, you hit me up. You asked me to go hang out with you. What are you thinking here? He's like, do you know any idea who I am and what I do? She's like, yeah, you do adult films. But I was like, no, but just beyond that, what else do you think I do? I was like, I'm a fucking MGTOW. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a fucking MGTOW. And she's like, what the hell is a MGTOW? I was like, it's break it down. Men going their own way. I went my own way. I'm not interested in getting into a relationship with you or anything. And no MGTOW is interested in getting any type of relationship. And girls always ask why. I was like, well, you know what? It's not a good deal for us to be in a relationship with you or being in a marriage with you, because it doesn't matter what the hell you do. You can trade up anytime you want, and you can go someplace else and you can take half or more than what, you know, I have, and I could lose everything. Why would I go and settle for that type of deal and risk everything? All for you. And you women out there, you got to realize, you guys are out for yourselves. You guys are trying to control everything. Once we get into the plantation, that's it. You're like, I'm in control. It doesn't matter what the fuck. If he cheats on me, I take everything he got. I don't care. I'm going to go fuck around with these other guys out there. And if he catches me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt me. This is the way you think. I'm going to take everything he's got anyway. It doesn't fucking matter. So you're going to have your steak dinner and your cake and ice cream and you're fucking eat it too. That's ridiculous. That's a bad deal on our part. This is why a lot of you women are crying out there. It's because, you know what? It's your fucking fault. And you know what? You blame these fucking feminists for doing this. Okay? They fucked everything up. Just realize that. Yeah. a lot of MGTOWs out there, they're making fun of these videos and everything, especially that one that where that blonde chick with her fake hair crying and shit. You know, I have no sympathy for you. You're over here riding the cock carousel anyway. You're used to riding it, so you're gonna go back into it anyway. You know you fucking can. Yeah, are you living on Mars, honey? Are you living on Mars right now? Do you know exactly what the hell's going on here? If you women want to have an actual companion and everything, you need to fucking rally up with some other girls, with other crying girls out there that are bitching and complaining and moaning about this. And you know what? You need to change the law. It needs to be like how you are, boyfriend and girlfriend. You guys go your own separate way. If you don't agree with each other, don't get along with each other, go your own separate way. Don't fuck each other over. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I had enough with this topic already. This is fucking stupid, you know what I mean? I saw it all day today. And I saw that one video today of that girl with her blonde hair, fake blonde hair, stroking and just crying her eyes out. I don't have any sympathy for you girls anymore. I don't. I'm sorry. I will never go to the plantation. I will never go back to dating ever again. That's just the bottom line. It's not happening. Ever. Ever. You women can't be trusted anymore. Just understand that. I'm Mr. Hey Vicious, signing off.